Okay, so here are the files you requested. I had to go deep into the archives for these. I was afraid you'd have to send out a search party. You're working late tonight. And you've been working late all week. Big project, huh? Well, as long as you keep your promise to take me with you when you get promoted, then I'm happy to stay late and help. I know. You're so lucky to have me. If there were secretarial awards, I would definitely win this year, right? Yeah? You'd nominate me? That is the right answer. I mean, everyone knows you don't mess with the woman who brings you coffee and keeps your appointments. And the idea of you sitting alone in your office, eating terrible takeout all by yourself is heartbreaking. I couldn't allow that. Now, why don't you see if you can find what you wanted from those dusty old folders while I rub your shoulders? Because you're tense? I don't need to touch you to know that. You've been hunched over this desk for hours. Of course you're tense. Let me see. Ha, I knew it. Seriously, your shoulders are full of knots. You must be so uncomfortable. See, I knew you were working too much. I'll try to be gentle, okay? But you should absolutely treat yourself to an actual massage. What do you mean you've never had one? Really? Well, that settles things. Clearly, I'm going to have to take you to a spa. You can't really stop me. I'll just put it on your to-do list, and you'll do it. Ooh, sorry. Does that hurt? Do me a favor. Put down the file for a few minutes. Take a deep breath. Yes, go on. In and out. Close your eyes. I know you have a ton of stuff to do, but hear me out. And don't worry, I'll keep rubbing your shoulders while I talk. I know it's crunch time and you've been working on all these extra projects. And you're a total rock star at this place. There's no one here who could keep up with you. Except for me, maybe. But I've noticed you're running yourself really, really ragged. Does this have anything to do with the breakup? Don't lie to me. I'm the one who plans out your workday, and although you've always been a productivity beast, you've been adding so much onto your plate since that witch broke your heart. Oh, please. There's a little too much chlorine in her gene pool. I don't know what you ever saw in her. I'm allowed to say that. She was terrible to you. Since then, you've been pushing yourself so hard that I'm a little worried about you. Stress can kill, you know, so I've been trying to think of ways to help you relax. You've noticed? Yeah. I guess the scented candles and mellow music were a dead giveaway. Listen, you're the only boss who would let me get away with all the things I do. If your heart explodes from stress, I would be very inconvenienced. Of course, that's not the only reason. I care about you. Seeing you with someone who didn't appreciate what she had just really pisses me off is all. Good men are hard to find and worth keeping. That's all I mean. Do your shoulders feel better? Feels like you're starting to loosen up a bit. Good. But I'm serious about that massage. I have the best masseuse in the city, and I insist on taking you to her. Of course I get massages. My boss has me digging for old files all over the place and carrying them everywhere. Yeah, I know. I give you a hard time. But you enjoy it, I can tell. The smirk is always a dead giveaway. I'll let you get back to work. I've lectured you enough. I return you to your spreadsheets. Did I mean what? That you're a good man? Absolutely. Handsome, too. Just stating that for the record. Actually, when I did my first interview with you, I got the biggest crush. Yeah, remember your last secretary was leaving because she was pregnant, and you were just so sweet to her and so friendly, and you were probably the best-looking guy to ever grace a suit and tie. I was smitten. I couldn't tell you a single thing I said in that interview. I was too lost in your eyes. Of course, then I found out you weren't single, and it was like record scratch. I didn't think I'd get the job, but then I did, and I vowed to be the best damn secretary you've ever had. And I am. It's sweet of you to answer, but it wasn't a question. I know my worth now. But that's because you helped teach me how to see that. Probably isn't remotely appropriate to admit that my favorite romance trope is the overworked boss and the bombshell secretary. Oh yeah, nothing better than going home after a long day at the office, kicking off my heels, and watching a few videos. Hallmark? Yeah, that's totally what I meant. That's the kind of videos. Humor me. Have you ever thought about that trope? Really? Yeah, I have definitely pictured coming in here late one night, tugging on your tie before you sweep all your files onto the floor and have your way with me on your desk. You do know that sex relieves tension, right? It's scientific. The hot secretary thing is a trope for a reason. It's a classic. You've got the stress and strain of an intense job, long, lonely hours where things can build up. Then, add in a good-looking secretary who brings you coffee and organizes your day and maybe has a bit of an inappropriate crush on you. Maybe her skirts keep getting shorter, and her shirt's a little more low-cut, bra's a little nicer and tighter, stockings and heels. And the tension from work and the sexual tension combine, and boom, sex, release. Draining stress from body and cum from balls. I'm sorry, I really shouldn't speak to you like that, should I? It's really inappropriate, and well, I know you've been under so much pressure. You must be near to bursting, sir. I could help you with that, if you like. Actually, there's only one last thing on your to-do list. Look at that. Me. You know, I was wondering if you'd ever make a move on me. Well, of course I'm going to tease you about it. I've been doing everything but crawl across your desk to send you signals. And tonight, I just couldn't take it anymore, so here's me, throwing myself at you. God, yes, please. Touch me. Kiss down my neck. Squeeze my tits. Sit back in your chair for me. Yeah, perfect. I've always wanted to hike my skirt up and straddle you in this chair. See? And pull you closer with your tie. Oh, yeah. This is exactly like the videos I watch to unwind. I think you knew exactly what I meant. I told you I want to relax you. And how important it is to drain a man's balls to take stress away, so will you let me take care of you? Will you do me a favor and leave your shirt and tie on? It's part of my fantasy, you understand? And I will unbutton my top a little more so you can see my full cleavage and pretty bra. It is your favorite color. I am that transparent. I'm gonna get on my knees and press my face into your crotch. I've been wondering what you're packing in here. Does it feel good when I rub my hand up and down like this through your pants? I do see some tension fading from your shoulders and going somewhere else, but I'm gonna need more. Oh, God. Even just looking at it is making my mouth water. See? I can't wait to have you in my mouth. But I'm gonna drool all over your cock. And stroke you a little first. Oh, yes. Put your finger in my mouth while I jerk you off. I'll suck on it. Can I taste you now? Will you let me give you my mouth to use? Oh, fuck. Yes. Grab my face and kiss me. I love it rough. Open my top. Yes, sir. Here. I can take off my bra. Okay. I'll leave the shirt on. Here. Do you like my tits? Perfect size, huh? I'm choosing to believe that. Fuck. I wasn't expecting you to pull me down towards your cock. I'm by my nipples. No one's ever done that to me before. That feels fucking amazing. Yes, sir. Use my slutty secretary mouth. Oh. It's so tense. I love sucking your cock. Oh, this is exactly what I hoped it would be like. Stroke your cock while I suck on the head. Oh. Oh. My makeup's gonna run all over my face if you keep doing that. No, that wasn't the complaint. It was just a suggestion. Please fuck me. Oh, oh my god. I wasn't expecting you to actually push your files off the desk. Worth it though, right? Oh, yeah. You see that? Pulling my skirt up. I am so glad I wore stockings today. Sheer thigh highs. So you can just take my panties off. Oh, please fuck my pussy. Oh my god. Everywhere. Holy shit. Oh, sir. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I want to take all your attention away. Oh, thank God there's nobody in the office right now. I think it'll be a while before the janitors get to this floor. At least I certainly fucking hope so. This is so hot. Oh, fucking my sexy boss in his office. Yes. Oh my god. I can't believe I'm being bent over my boss's desk and my pussy is fucking being pounded. Oh my god. Bloodiest secretary ever. I'm gonna come all over my boss's cock. Oh, fuck. Until you come. Oh my god. Yeah, come all over my ass. Yes. Oh, fuck. Pull out when you're ready. And yeah, shoot your load all over my juicy fucking ass. Oh, there's so much come. I can feel it. Holy shit. Sir, do you feel better or what? Yeah, I got that magic secretary pussy. Oh my god. Oh, come here. Fuck. Whew. Amazing. Perfect. But how do you feel? Yeah? Okay, good. Yeah, I guess there has been quite a bit of tension around the office lately. Yeah, I think this arrangement is going to work pretty well for both of us. We are already working long hours. Why not also fuck me after hours? I promise you're going to see your productivity shoot up as your load shoots out. Oh my god. I'm just going to pull my skirt down over it. Yeah, I don't want you to wipe it off. Is that kind of nasty? I don't care. I'll shower when I get back home. So, I am going to let you keep these panties. Tuck them in your shirt pocket. And I'm going to go out and start closing things down so we can get out of here. If you've got no other plans, you're certainly welcome to come over and practice a little stress relief at my place. Think about it.